You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Hello, and welcome to the Nearly Pod. I'm Nia, and I put the knee into Nearly.
And I'm Liv, and I put the Lee into Nearly. So what's happened with you this week?
Well, Liv, we made our first video on YouTube, and that's on our videos section on nearlypod.com. That is nilipod.com. And when we get 10 subscribers on YouTube, then we'll send a free Mars bar to the first person to email in to info@nearlypod.com.
I think we should sign the Mars bar.
Yeah, we should have a piece of paper. And then, like, we should sign a piece of paper and then you can go up to all your friends and go, oh my god, we got new pod signatures.
They've touched this piece of paper. And then cry over it now, I'm joking.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget to include your name and address.
Yes, include your name and address so we can send it to you and
Yay.
You can receive it.
Because otherwise that would just be a free Mars bar sitting in my house without a friend to eat it.
Yes, we need somebody to eat it because that'll be...
That'd be a waste of Mars bar.
Yeah.
And we want one of our lovely viewers to have a Mars bar.
Listeners, actually. They can't see us.
Well, that's on YouTube. So when we hit 10 subscribers on nearlypod.com, which is probably what you're listening to right now.
Yeah, you're on this. You're probably most likely going to this website, so you know where you're at.
On the panel, there's one of the... tab things and it says subscribe me to the Nearly Pod please.
You'll understand when you get there. It might make no sense at the moment, but it will make sense. It's on the homepage. You'll understand.
Yeah. And like and so it will just send a little email to info@nearlypod.com, and then whenever we upload a new podcast, then my friend, then you will get a email notification thing and it'll say, ooh, look, Nearly Pod's uploaded a podcast. You should go check that out.
Yeah, you should. We've also got a decent microphone now.
Yeah. Yes. We're it's right in front of us and it's really retro looking.
It's really cool. It's
so cute.
And you might be able to tell that our voices sound more clear and it's...
Yeah.
It's pretty swag.
More clear. Clearer.
And
you silly potato.
if you're interested, there's going to be details about that on our blog. And you just can go check that out.
Oh, and then we got a jingle.
And yes,
Don't
we've got
jingle.
A jingle.
Yeah, that was probably at the start. It was quite hard to miss.
Yeah.
Hello, you're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Yes, that one.
It's really
and it was
tricky.
Made professionally in the studios of Isle of Wight. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's very... It was really hard to get made.
I've also received the Amazing Book Is Not on Fire today.
Yes, and we found out what happened in Vegas.
Yeah, but we're not telling because you have to
not
get yourself.
Telling.
And if you don't know what that is, you might be just thinking that we're talking about a load of rubbish. It's a book by two
Dan
YouTubers,
and
Dan and Phil. Dan is Not on Fire, an amazing Phil, and they're really good, and I love them lots, and so does Nia.
Yeah.
And it's just a book. They made a book, and it's really good. So you should watch them and then maybe get the book because the book is just full of pictures and everything.
Yeah, I just looked up to the mirror expecting to see myself, but I looked up and I just saw this laptop with our podcast going and I was like, oh yeah, we're filming a podcast, aren't we? Wow. I'm really bad at remembering. Well, I knew we were filming.
You've got the memory of a goldfish.
I am a goldfish.
You've got the hair.
I do indeed. Oh.
You're like a monkey.
I am a monkey, as well as a goldfish. I'm also a ginger toad, according to one of my friends. You know how I'm doing the Shakespeare thing?
Yeah.
So, after school, I have to stay for, 10 million years, and it feels like a year when I have to stay home from school, because I just want to go home and, go on YouTube and stuff and eat popcorn and be unhealthy and be unproductive or be productive and do other things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But so we were just sat there and one of the things we have to go, oh, and so we have to go down and then we have to go into crouching position. And I did it like a frog and I did my hands between my legs and pushed up like a frog and jumped up. And then like Becca was laughing at me, one of my friends, and she like, and then so I did it again, and then one of my other friends was like, oh, you're like a toad, Nia. And I was like, oh, thanks. And he was like, you're like a little ginger toad. And I'm like, I am the ginger toad. So I'm also a ginger toad. And remember when we went to the fair last week?
That was really fun. There was like, oh my gosh, there wasn't as many rides, and they were quite expensive.
Yeah, like my favourite ride was closed, and I was so gutted. I was like,
Yeah, so we went on this one ride, and it's got like four sections, and in those four sections there's like four seats. You probably know if you've been to
it's
the
like the
before.
Red, blue and yellow one, isn't
yeah
it?
And then I think it's called the cyclone twist or something fancy like that. Yeah.
Oh, I can see my double chin in my phone. Hello, double chin, because like, you know, the apple on the back and it's the mirror.
Yeah,
hello, double chin.
Wow.
But anyway, so
And then we also went on
the waltzers. We went on that like three times in a row.
Yeah.
And one of those times, my brace fell out my bag.
Yes.
So I have a removable brace, and I've had it since June, since the beginning of June.
It's like a routine.
Oh my gosh! Guess what? I'm halfway through my brace treatment now.
Yay.
Like halfway through my removable brace. And then I'll have to get train tracks for, like, the rest of my life.
Oh, my God.
I won't really. I'll have to get them for, like, a few years. Oh. I'm not looking forward to that.
No.
For Christmas, though.
What?
Like, next year for Christmas, because I'm not going to, like, get them this year, because I've got to get them in a few months. But when I get my train tracks, and it's around December, you know how you have coloured bands on them.
Yeah.
I'm going to get, like, red, green, red, green, red, green, like, Christmas, because I'm that really annoying festive person who wants to be festive and spread festivity.
Yes, you're that person who doesn't have a favourite season. They just like every season because there's something going on in that one.
And also who has like a Halloween village right now going on downstairs with like witches popping out everywhere and like ghosts and pumpkins and... Oh, and also who has like Christmas villages. You haven't seen my Christmas village yet.
No.
You're going to be very excited.
Yes. In Halloween, I don't sort of have many decorations. I love Halloween. Like, Halloween's my favourite thing because, right, if you've never heard of Halloween before, you have, but if you were like a child and you've never done Halloween ever, and then like
suddenly...
Have
you never done Halloween?
No, I have.
Okay.
If you've imagine you're a child and you've never done Halloween and then you find out you can go around people's houses and get sweets... It's like the best thing ever. I'm still like a 3-year-old.
Like, it would be like a bit weird if it was any other day of the year.
Yeah.
Like, just walking up to like houses of strangers and just like going. That was meant to be a knock on the door. That was a clap. There we go. Can I have some sweets?
Trick or treat! Go like round and like.
Trick or treat!
Yeah. What?
I was gonna do a rhyme, but I can't think of anything.
Trick or treat? Like, more like.
Trick or
treat. Pete and Steve. That wasn't
Pete Wentz.
Pete Wentz. Oh, your Pete Wentzel case.
Yeah. Like, one time me and Liv were having a sleepover, and then...
you looked up Fall Out Boy pencil cases.
Yeah, because I needed a new pencil case from school, and it was, like, almost the end of the summer holidays, wasn't it? And, like, I hadn't got a pencil case yet, and I was getting a bit worried, and so I kind of... googled Fall Out Boy pencil cases because Fall Out Boy are my favourite band.
Yes.
So I kind of just thought cute Fall Out Boy pencil case. So I googled cute Fall Out Boy pencil cases, like trying to find like flower crowns and like quotes and like pixel art and Patrick Stump and Pete Wentz.
And cute stuff.
Yeah, and Petrick is real. And so I found this pencil case. On our next blog post, I think I should post a photo of it to show you. And it basically it's
a
like
really
the
fetus picture.
Yeah, it's
of
like
Pete
the
Wentz.
Oldest picture, and he's like in a pink hoodie or something, or in like a red hoodie.
Yeah.
And he's got like his emo hair, and he's got I think he's got eyeliner on.
Yeah.
And he's just got like the weirdest facial expression on, like
he's
facial
like
expression. Did I just say expression? Facial expression, and then loads of my friends or like people in my class are just like going, oh yeah, Pete's really ugly, and I'm like, no, he's not, he's just
emo.
do you fancy Pete? He's not very hot, is he? I'm like, he's not hot, he's not ugly, he's just Pete.
He's Pete Wentz.
He's Pete Wentz.
He's the Pete Wentz. He's like amazing.
Yeah, and then they called me weird, and then they walked away from me.
That was rude.
That was very rude.
Yes.
And then like, it's got like, I love Pete Wentz, and it's
pink
the worst
and it hurts.
Quality, and there's like these cheesy hearts, and then like,
and it's in the cheesiest font,
and like you can see the outline of Pete in like red or something,
yeah.
And it's like the fuzziest picture of Pete, and it's like the fuzziest quality letters of I love
thing.
Pete Wentz. It's so beautiful.
It's my favorite thing.
Liv,
what
do you think we should call our listeners?
I don't know.
Like, maybe we should hold a competition.
Yeah, we should hold a competition for the name of our listeners.
I'm going with Neely's for the moment.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe you guys, hint, hint, wink, 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 should nudge in, nudge in. I was thinking wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But maybe you guys should email in to info@neelypod.com. What we should call you guys.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We need to figure out. On the second podcast already.
Yes.
Pretty good. Well, so, do you know what time it is, Liv? Do you know what time?
What?
You excited?
I'm so excited.
Nia and Liv talking about movies.
Movies!
We're gonna talk about movies.
Movies.
Are you excited about movies?
We've got new movies.
Movies! So, what are some films this week that look good?
Well, there's Maze Runner, The Scorch Tone.
I really want to go see that.
Yes, I'm reading the first book so far and I haven't actually watched the first one.
I've seen the first one on holiday, and we were on holiday in Bournemouth. So we went to the cinema and then we saw The Maze Runner, and I remember that cinema from when I was little, because we went to Bournemouth when I was little to the cinema, but it was so good. But it kind of left me feeling a bit, I don't know, films about viruses kind of make me
scared,
feel a bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it
like
leaves
paranoid.
You feeling like paranoid. Yeah, very like traumatized.
Yeah, like what if that actually happened? Yes. Okay, so what we've got written down here for this description. It's a sequel to the 2014 sci-fi movie Blockbuster.
Which was Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Which was where people got lost in the maze at Longleat with hilarious consequences.
Okay.
We're so funny.
Right, so the next movie is Everest, and it's a
survival drama about climbers stranded on a big mountain. I'm not sure which one though. Was it Ben Nevis? Ba-dum-tsh.
Ba-dum-tsh. Okay.
Then it was The Intern.
It says, rather dull looking comedy with Robert De Niro, who's very, very old intern for a fashion website.
Yes, yes, yes. And then
The Martian.
The Martian.
Oh,
The Martian.
I can read.
The Martian.
The Martian. The
and
Martian.
It is a science fiction drama about super hunky hot astronaut who gets stranded on Mars, where he becomes a potato farmer. And it's starring the lovely Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
And we also have a clip from the latest trailer to Martian. Cue the clip, Liv.
First, they sent him to Mars and left him for dead. Now, they're sending him back into space to a place no human has ever gone before.
I'm Mark Watney, and I'm stuck on Uranus.
Matt Damon is stuck on Uranus.
Even if I could make contact, it would take 8 years for another person to reach Uranus.
All alone, he'll be pushed to his limit.
So I'm left with only one option. I'm gonna have to explore the surface of Uranus.
That was great.
That is actually a spoof trailer from the Ellen show in America. I don't think Matt Damon has actually been to Uranus. Do you think he's ever been to Uranus?
Yeah, of course.
Has he explored Uranus before?
Yeah, loved it.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
Liv? Liv?
What?
Guess what time it is?
What?
Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
Do It is. Oh, that cut off abruptly. It is X Factor time.
Yes. So what do you think of Simon Cowell's new beard?
Sexy soul or hard and hairy like a tramp? I'm going with hard and hairy like a tramp.
Yeah, same.
It's disgusting. He literally looks like a peasant.
I remember when your Uvu profile picture was a peasant.
Yeah.
Like a peasant costume. Yeah. I was so confused. This was before we were like proper good friends. And you had a peasant as your Uvu back the
I'm thinking that I should have it as a peasant again. What is it?
I don't know now because I don't have Uvu anymore. But when I had Uvu, your picture was just a peasant. And I was like, I'm so confused. Should I be friends with this girl? Apparently I am.
We were actually thinking of not being my friend then.
Sort of. I'm sorry, I'm joking.
That's rude.
I'm joking. Shh.
Really?
Anyway,
just because I like peasants. Okay, so
anyway, so Cheryl Cole
or Cheryl
or so, Cheryl Fernando Vaseline
Fernando's cheeky Fernando's.
Well, didn't she look lovely? I loved her eyeshadow.
Yeah, it was like smoky eye. Yeah. It was so cool. I love that.
Yes,
I love smoky eye. So, do you understand how the six-seat challenge works?
No.
I think, so there's six seats, obviously.
Yes.
And then, I think there's 16 people who perform.
Yeah.
And then, it's like all the different groups, like 16 people in each group, and then you need to go down to six. So, 10 people don't get through. And then, they sing to you, and then, if they were good, or... then they get a seat if they were terrible, or if they weren't as good, if you don't think that they could win, then they don't get a seat. So if someone sings better than someone else, you can switch. Just as you think you're safe, oh no, you can be swapped. I think it's a bit rude.
Yes.
It's like you think you're safe, but then nope, you're out, silly potato.
Yeah. Oh. My favourite part was with poor Heather. That was really funny. And when she was coming on stage, and then one of the contestants backstage said,
"Poor Heather, she's not good under pressure."
That's my favourite.
Poor Heather.
I literally love that. Poor Heather, she's not good under pressure. She's not just not good under pressure. She was completely useless under pressure. Let's play that again.
Poor Heather, she's not good under pressure.
Poor Heather, so many tears. There was literally so many tears. Seriously, they like to torture them for entertainment. I think that's really mean.
It's like
really, really mean.
Yes.
Don't read that yet. Don't, please don't. It will ruin
everything. Okay, I won't read it. We've got like a little piece of paper, like papers in front of us so we don't get lost.
So, do you like Ellie Goulding's new song, On My Mind? It sounds so much like it's about Ed Sheeran, although she, like, swears it's not. It has
26 million views.
And then Ed Sheeran's song has over 105. Go, Ed Sheeran!
Yes.
I love Ed Sheeran. Same. Ed Sheeran. He has such nice hair. It's like my nice hair.
So, yes.
It's
so
a bit like my brother's, but he has better hair.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran has better hair.
Yes.
Not my brother. No. Ed Sheeran has better hair than my brother. Actually, he has a fancy
There's a
beard.
Picture of him up on your wall.
Yeah, except it's in black and white, so we can't see his lovely hair.
No. But you can see his lovely texture of his hair.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
I want to rub my face in it.
Don't.
Okay, Ed Sheeran, if you're watching this.
Listening.
If you're listening to this, I don't actually want to rub my face in your hair.
That's weird. You're weird.
Not
you need to be stopped.
Right, we have a clip, I think. That cut out, I didn't expect it to. So, these lyrics, what do you think of them? You were talking deep, like it was mad love to you. You wanted my heart, but I just liked your tattoos. It's a fancy rhyme there. What do you think? Good rhyme?
Yeah, great.
good rhyme.
Yes.
Right, so here's some of the YouTube comments, some of which have gone off on a bit of a tangent, would you say? I would say that. These are actually all genuine, so draw your own conclusions here.
And by the way, I haven't seen these yet.
Yes.
And we've got them on the paper, and I'm just going to read them with Nia. Yes. Okay.
So,
do you want
to I love dubstep.
This is their username.
The lover of dubstep, I love dubstep, said, is the song about Ed Sheeran? I think it might be.
I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows?
Okay. Max Kill said,
the killer of Max.
Please don't say this is about Ed Sheeran. I hate it when people... I hate it when songs are about a specific person. I can't say specific.
Then they probably don't like most songs, to be honest.
Yeah.
Lots of songs are about a specific person, Max Kill.
Yes, Max Kill. Learn to live a little.
Yes, Max Kill. You're moving, so I want to move, so then we sound equal.
Okay.
Okay. Tanya Duarte.
Spelt D-U-A-R-T-E. I'm guessing
that's somebody's name. Tanya D-U-A-R-T-E. Said. She looks like Hannah.
Do we need to read it?
No, I'll read
it. Say it.
She looked like Hannibal Lecter's psychiatrist. Well, should we watch Silence of the Lambs to compare and contrast? I don't think we should, actually. Hannibal Lecter's psychiatrist, indeed.
Chris Vella said, so, does anyone else think this has something to do with the whole Ed Sheeran thing?
Yes! Yes, we do!
Why is everybody saying this?
Yes, we do. You're not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. Bars and Melody of Britain's Got Talent said, we've done a cover. Hope you like it. Wow, trying to skim off some of Ellie Goulding's fame, are we? Trying to steal some of her glory.
Yeah.
Her not so nice glory. Ed Sheeran. That was rude.
That was. Okay, Roxana Jarbin said, basically, I got a detention for twerking in front of a locker. What has that got to do with the song?
It's my favourite one.
What has that got to do with the song?
I know. Right, you ready for my favourite one?
Okay. I just see the username.
Grizzly.
Oh my god, I just see what it said. Bearing in mind, this was actually on the comments of that Ellie Goulding song.
It's a bit... It's gone on... It's gone off on a bit of a tangent, like we said. This has got over 90 replies. Grizzly Dom said, Sometimes I poo in... Sometimes I poo in the shower and squash it down the plug hole. With my toe.
Right, say that again, so everybody can hear. Sometimes
I poo in the shower and squash it down the plug hole with my toes. This has had over 90 replies.
So, Hira Page, who was one that replied, said, I laughed so hard at this that snot came out my nose.
And then Popsicles for Fun said, party pooper. Lol, that was ironic. Well, I wonder if Ellie Goulding read the shower one.
I think she would have loved it.
Yeah, I wonder if Ellie Goulding does that too.
That'd be gross.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
For the news. People hear the news, I got something to yell about. Okay, people get the blues, it's something to sweat about. Good news, ring fingers, good news, stamp your feet, good news, running fingers, good news, it'll be. So, what do you think about the giant false widow spiders expected inside homes over the few next weeks?
What?
Should I get up a photo for you? Did you know that they're, like, Britain's most venomous spiders?
What are they? False widows.
It's like a black widow, but English. They're called false widows, they're, like, really, really poisonous.
Well, they're going to be in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I hate spiders.
Right, okay. So, it's UK, and you know black widows, how venomous they are.
Yeah.
They're not as bad. Look, they look like that.
Oh, is that an actual black widow?
No, it's a false widow.
Those are huge.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a picture here.
Wait, I'm going to do... Those are the small ones.
Those are the small... I'm going to pee myself.
Where's a giant false widow? Guent.
Guent.
Where's the giant false widow?
Oh my god,
it's got babies.
Oh my god, wait. Pass it.
There's babies. That's a black widow.
Oh, that's really scary.
Yeah, so that's going to be in
your house. The bottom
bit. Oh, I don't like
there's
it.
There's like markings on its like butt.
It looks like a skull. But yeah, they're really scary. I don't like them. And they've bred over the hot weather. And they're going to come inside our houses. Because it's getting really cold now. And they want to still live in the hot temperatures.
So naturally
they're going to come inside. So if you see a false widow...
Tell your parents.
Or don't poke it. Don't poke it. It will bite you and you will die. Earlier this month, 3-year-old Ella Williams was left unable to walk after a false widow spider bit her leg. Also,
how old is she? 33.
She can't walk anymore. 32-year-old Alex Beer was left in hospital for 10 days after he was bitten.
These are
deadly. I wouldn't want to come in like contact with one. No. I would scream and like stab it with a pencil. I wouldn't actually.
Stab it and then babies come out of its bum? That would be gross. Nia's just like hyperventilating.
Oh, I don't like that.
No.
No thanks. Right.
So Simon Cowell has been looking at his girlfriend's cleavage at the charity gala this week, and this is what the news article says. He has never shied away from putting an affectionate display on his girlfriend when stepping out together. So he's basically been looking at his girlfriend's boobs.
His eyes literally look like they're popping out on stalks like a cartoon character.
They're really funny.
Right.
He's 55 as well.
Oh my god, and she is 38. He's 55 and she's 38. She's not even 40. It would be fine if she was like 40 in her 40s. But oh no. Justin Bieber goes full frontal naked as he enjoys a skinny dipping session in Bora Bora with rumoured love interest Jade Pierce.
Whoa.
He's literally just nude. Naked. You can see his tan line. We don't actually have his nudes here.
No, it's like censored.
It's like censored, like with a big black box.
Yeah, but you can like see from his waist down to like most of his leg.
I know what someone's got to say about that. What do you think of naked Justin Bieber YouTube sensation Anto Sharp? He's literally naked, and apparently his rumoured love interest, Jade Pierce, was, like, not there naked. She was just... He's 21 and she's 20. She was in a white robe. She wasn't naked. It's okay. Brooklyn Beckham. He annoys me.
Brooklyn Beckham. I love him. He's so hot.
He's not even that hot.
He is.
Like, right, okay, we have our own jingle. Because Brooklyn Beckham is getting really popular.
Yes. That was great.
That was so loud.
That was great.
I'm going to cut out the woo.
Why has Brooklyn Beckham been in the news so much? Well, he's been in his own... music video. Well, it's not his own, it's the Vamps, and he's been in the music video, and he was jumping off a roof, and that
jumping
was
off the roof. And then
pretty much
he joined the Vamps, like, yes. he jumped off the roof
and then fist bumped the Vamps, you know, as you do.
We have a clip. Fist bumps the vamps.
Yeah. And if you want to see him in the music video, it's at 1:15. So 1 minute and 15 seconds. That's when he was in it. And so, do you like the vamps?
Do you like their new song?
And do you like Brooklyn Beckham?
I don't like Brooklyn Beckham. I do. Like, sure, I like Brooklyn Beckham. Yeah. But it's a bit... like, he's getting all the fame from his dad. Someone stopped them in the streets, apparently. And they were like, oh, David Beckham, can you take a selfie of me and Brooklyn Beckham, please?
Yeah. And also, do you think it's fair that celebrity children become celebrities themselves, regardless of talent?
I think it's not fair. That's not fair.
I don't really think that's very fair.
Okay, if you have not seen Bake Off, like the final, or if you don't want spoilers, please plug your ears. What should we do to get them to plug off their ears? We should, like, go...
Spoilers! Yeah.
If we do that, then you can unplug your ears. It should be, like, a couple of minutes that we're talking about it, though. So please don't get bored.
Please.
Right. So, plug your ears now. Nadia's husband... Loads of people are just going on about Nadia's husband. Someone said, Nadia's husband has the most beautiful skin I've ever seen in my life. Twitter is in a complete frenzy over Bake Off's winners, Nadia's absolute dreamboat partner. Mm-hmm. She was declared winner of Great British Bake Off, but all eyes were on her husband. Yeah. They, like, loads of people are calling him a stone cold hottie, who had beautiful skin. He supported Nadia, saying, I love you more than cake.
Oh,
so sweet.
That is.
He said something like, "Even if she doesn't win, she's a winner in all of our eyes."
Aww,
he's so nice.
He's such a lovely husband.
I think they can unplug their ears now. Ready?
You may unplug your ears.
Boop,
boop. Okay. Well. Also, Chris Miles makes a triumphant return to Breakfast Radio and breaks the internet.
He literally broke the internet.
Yes. So what happened was the former Radio 1 DJ's first show for the new station Radio X experienced technical difficulties because so many listeners tuned in.
It looks like Ed Sheeran's album art.
Yeah, the logo thing looks like Ed Sheeran's album art. Oh my gosh. And so many listeners were left frustrated after Chris Miles' breakfast show was rebranded on Radio X, provided so much popularity, it apparently caused the online and mobile player to crash. So Chris Miles, who was succeeded at Radio 1 by Nick Grimshaw in September 2012, has the marquee signing for the digital station formerly known as XFM. However, his first show was marred by technical difficulties when listeners struggled to tune in via Radio X's website and mobile app. And also, the hashtag on Twitter, Miles is back, trended. They tweeted their bemusement.
Amusement. That was our Shake Ass.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
So what do you think time now is?
I don't know. What is it? That's the best thing.
I know, right?
So...
We have done our YouTube video, so yes, that would be our YouTube video of the week, but we can't have that, obviously, because that would be a bit big-headed.
Yes, and it'd be like, yes, our video was so good, you should go check it. No, no.
It so is we've got good, another though. One. You should go check it out, it is good.
I enjoyed making it, I think Nia did too.
Leggings.
Oh my god, she's like pushing her belly out through her leggings. Stop it, you weirdo. Okay, so the The YouTube clip that we've decided to choose for this week is the Pomeranian.
Pomeranian,
that's what I said.
You didn't, you said Pomeranian.
Same thing. Pomeranian puppy sneezes, and it has almost 11 million views. And basically, it's a Rooks, the Pomeranian, a really cute fluffy puppy, does an epic sneeze.
You ready for this? Because I sure am. You ready?
This was the best thing. That was the actual noise it made. It sounds like a horse. It sounded like an actual horse.
That was
horse.
Beautiful.
It was great.
Right, here's some of the YouTube comments. Again, these are all genuine, so please draw your own conclusions.
So, Heavy Troll Guy said, not sure whether to say bless you or call an exorcist.
Right, lots of people had different opinions. The Dream Pursuer said, I want this dog to be my alarm in the morning. So do we all, Dream Pursuer.
Yes, and Buttclug, don't ask, said, I laughed so hard at this, I got all excited and clapped my hands and accidentally diarrhea'd on the floor. Now my bum is rubbing my nose in it.
What?
I repeat, I laughed so hard at this, I got all excited and clapped my hands and I accidentally diarrhea'd on the floor and now my mum is rubbing my nose in it.
Wow.
Wow. And that was our...
Liv?
Yeah?
Did you hear Scott Mills and Chris Stark talking about Olivia's this week?
No.
I'm just amazed how many people, girls and guys, are willing to admit to being high maintenance.
I want high maintenance boys as well, please.
Also,
there's quite a few coming in.
Where do you stand on this, Mills? This is a text from Lucy when she says, Olivia is a high maintenance name.
Absolutely yes. I'm saying that all Olivias are high maintenance. No exception.
What do you think about that?
Well, that was... I got featured in that. Bearing in mind, my name is Olivia. Liv for short.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've got hair in my eye.
Hello. You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Well, I think, unfortunately, it's time for us to go now.
Sadly.
Until next week. Yes. I hope you've enjoyed our second podcast.
Yes, we have enjoyed it.
I have enjoyed it a lot.
It was really fun, actually.
Right, to be honest, before we go, you know this carrier bag crisis thing?
Yeah.
5p for a carrier bag.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit dramatic.
Yeah. So, yeah, because it's just like...
England's gone into meltdown.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's...
It's very...
It's dramatic, over-dramatic. It's just 5p, I guess.
Yeah, only 5p.
Only 5p.
Should we do this?
And, by the way, the news article, we've got a picture of it in front, and apparently 2k Facebook users have decided to share that. 112... Twitter people decide to share that.
One Pinterest.
And 19 whatever those are.
2K whatever links. Links and then lots of emails.
Well, there's like, there doesn't say a number for email.
No.
One pin. I'm sorry for whoever wrote that. Nobody likes you on Pinterest.
But okay, we're gonna go now.
Bye.
Sorry, but we have to go.
But we have to go. Don't worry, we'll be back soon.
No, we have to go. It's been almost 50 minutes now. Bye-bye.
That was
the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.